Hello, everyone. My name is John Vinsel. I'm a program manager on the App Foundations team. Most people are like, what is that? App Foundations? Do you guys like do cement or something? Well, actually, we're the foundation of the app platform for Windows. Specifically, my team, I am in charge of packaging and deployment of MSIX and one of the PM leads leading up the entire MSIX effort. And with me,
hi guys, I'm Nona Sirakova and I'm a PM on John's team.
Cool. So a little while ago at Windows Developer Day, we announced this cool new thing called MSIX, and then we didn't really get a lot of information out about it. Well, luckily, today is a session we're gonna dive into it, and then Wednesday we'll have some follow-up sessions and some stuff throughout the week. But what you must be thinking of, why MSIX? How many here in the audience have actually installed an app and then later is like, ugh, why did I do that? It just did something bad to my device. So I thought, and why MSIX? Because we never want you to regret installing an app. We want to build a platform that you will trust the apps that you have on your device and that you'll feel that your device is reliable no matter what you install. There we go. And it's things like always making sure your app is up to date. With MSIX, we want to be able to reuse our existing assets. In the past, we've talked to you about different app platform technologies, and it starts off with, hey, I'm here to talk to you about throwing away your code and starting over again. We're actually here to embrace reusing your existing assets and just help you move forward and make it very easy for you and your users to use your apps and feel safe using those apps. We want to protect your data. We want to make app deployments very simple. I talked to one ISV. They have a whole team dedicated of dozens of people just to their setup technology. That's crazy. It should be super easy for you to install an application. We want to make sure that installing your app or just the app experience is engaging to your users. And most importantly, if you're building for Windows, we want to build one technology that'll work across any device, whether you're using Windows desktop or you're targeting things like HoloLens or Xbox. So as we were looking at MSIX, we all know that one of our biggest customers is enterprises. Most people, whether you're an enterprise developer here or you're an ISV, many people are targeting enterprise development or apps for the enterprise because, let's be honest, that's where a lot of the money is spent. So how do we actually enable enterprises to move forward with apps and into modern IT? So over the past 6 months or so, we've been spending a lot of time with customers, going on customer visits, talking to different people, MVPs. We have customers come on site, talk to us. And we've learned that Windows 10 is really proving to be a catalyst to modernize your IT. Now, in addition to apps, modernizing IT is things like moving to Azure AD, being managed by mobile management device providers, and a whole series of other things. But we found one of the things in that is really apps. And apps are one of the hardest things to move forward into the modern IT. And what we learned is app packaging is fundamental to all enterprise. And if you look at everything we're doing with app packaging today, it's really all built around packaging and processes built in the XP era. I mean, MSI is great, but the processes we built around MSI, we did with a 3-year release life cycle as we were deploying XP, maybe a service pack would come out every 18 months. We're really thinking about apps aren't moving often, the OS isn't moving often. I can have this process in place that might take a bit of time, and it really didn't matter because I wasn't being impacted about that. The packaging is done by IT pros or developers, and it could be a series of things. It might be MSI. If you're truly doing stuff in an enterprise, it could be things like AppV. But no matter what we're doing, we're generally always repackaging these apps within an enterprise before we deploy them. When we talk about repackaging, it's not necessarily taking the MSI and making a new MSI out of it. Sometimes it's just taking that MSI and putting it around a custom script that does more to the MSI to make it work within my environment. So when we think about app packaging in general, Microsoft really hasn't done anything since AppV 3.0. We've done some small improvements here and there, but we really left it up to all our partners to kind of help us out there. We really haven't set any kind of direction on the way we think things should be done. So as we've talked to customers, what we really have learned is to really modernize IT and move things forward, we have to modernize the way we package and fix the way we deploy apps. And we really have to break this chain of repackaging apps and just simplify things. Again, if you're spending all your time packaging and repackaging and doing things with apps instead of investing your time in other parts of IT or other parts of management, you're not getting the best out of your IT and you're not really able to modernize. So let's just take a second and kind of look at the life cycle that we have today. So how many of the people in the audience are a developer? Okay, makes sense, it's build, ton of people. How many people identify as IT pro out here? Okay, so a few people. So when we think about apps today, you know, you guys developers, you create this loving app, you create MSI, and then you either ship it on your website or you distribute it on, well, maybe a CD or something like that, and you think the enterprises are just happy and they're moving along with that. But what really happens is the IT pro takes that MSI that you've lovingly built and goes ahead and reconfigures it. In fact, they might even go and repackage it. Again, they could repackage it as things with MSI. They might resequence it in AppV if they're an enterprise AppV customer, or they're writing that script wrapper around it like I talked about. And then they're doing all that before they go out and deploy it. And that actually happens every single time they get an app update or every single time they do an OS update. So it's really kind of a costly, painful thing that is really taxed on the IT pro. And that leads to this thing that we call packaging paralysis. So again, I'm an IT pro, I go and acquire an app from the developer. Again, you guys built what you thought was a loving MSI, except I'm not gonna go use that MSI, so I'm gonna go and create this new custom package. So along the way, I've now paid to buy the original app, and I'm probably paying either my own internal staff or some outsourcing some money to go and repackage that application. It's great, I go and deploy it, now a new release of the OS comes out. I generally go and repackage it again, maybe make some custom updates to that same package, and then a new version of the app comes out, I customize again, 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 and it really puts me into this packaging cycle of failure, this packaging paralysis, as we call it. And we really need to figure out a way to break free from that paralysis. So what we've been looking at is what we call the modern IT virtuous cycle. And it's really a way for us to break apart the app, the customizations, and the way Windows updates into three independent operations that really makes it easy for enterprises to go and manage their IT departments. So if we look at the diagram up here, we show that, you know, in a modern IT cycle, I can go and take those updates from Windows updates on a regular basis, and I shouldn't have to think about repackaging my app. If I'm an ISV distributing an app, I should be able to go and publish that app from the Microsoft Store, or actually any CDN I want. If I give it to an enterprise, they can host it within their own enterprise, or you can go publish it from your own website. And likewise, from an enterprise perspective, I should be able to go and make it very easy to customize this app without having to go and repackage the original developer's application package. And I can do that via the Store for Business, a management server, or again, from anywhere within my IT environment. Oops. And that enables us to really update everything independently. And what we want to get to is the new modern IT application lifecycle. And as you can see here, it's really want the developers to build the apps and the IT pros and the users to consume the app the way that you guys intended. And to do that, we're going to talk about some concepts about how the IT pro can actually go and customize independently with repackaging. So in the diagram here, you'll notice that from the developer aspect, the lovingly installer that you guys go build, the IT pro should just be able to use that. Now we know in a few cases, you know, they might have to go repackage. There might be some weirdness that they have to go do. But really, we want to see that all happen on the developer side. And then on the IT pro side, we actually have the mechanisms in place to allow them to go and customize and configure without having to go and repackage the entire application and get stuck into that whole packaging paralysis thing. So how do we get to this modern IT? Because it sounds kind of cool, right? So we've never given you really good guidance in the past. We've had setups.exes, you know, ClickOnce, AppV if you're an enterprise customer, all these many plethora of different ways to go install it. What we've done is we've actually gone ahead and looked at all the best features that people want and use, and we're building those into MSIX. And that's the evolvement of the deployment technology. So it's not a new technology, it's building on the foundations of our existing technologies and taking all the features, the best features that you guys like, and pulling them forward. So that way, in a world where you have like app v for some level of containerization, or click once for some level of auto-updating, or MSI just because it's easy to distribute. We're taking all those features and building a platform that allows you to do all those types of things with one installer technology. And this is not limited to the Microsoft Store. This is limited to anywhere you can distribute your own application. And to really show you how important it is to distribute an app, whether it's from your own website or internally in your enterprise, Nona's going to show you a quick demo of how easy it is to install an MSIX.
All right. Thanks, John. So John mentioned how easy it is to install from MSIX. So let's take a look at a couple of ways to install. First, we're going to look at a regular HTTP install that we're all used to. So here we have a website with a human resources application. You would point your users to this website and expect them to go grab the application. So a user would come to install the app. And as you can see, the application is getting downloaded in the background. And once it's done downloading, the installer is going to launch. So this is our standard installation process. The application is a MSIX application that's standing behind this button. Oh, and there we go. It got installed and it launched. So you see here we have a UI. You, the developer, did not have to create this UI. You just get it as long as you package your application as an MSIX. That means any application you package as an MSIX application, when the user goes to install it, if it's signed with a trusted cert, the user is going to both get this UI and be able to install from the install button. So we're also protecting the user from themselves a little bit.
So what's cool about this is you're getting the same workflow you get with MSI. You just go and host your file out on a server, point a link to it. But we're giving a common install experience across any MSIX. You don't have to build that installer yourself. That just ships as part of Windows. It's included in the operating system.
Correct. But there's even more, actually, that makes it even cooler. So now, you now are pointing your user to a new website, a superhero website, because we're giving you a superhero solution. Now, with this solution, again, to your user, everything is going to look the same. Your user clicks the install button. And if you noticed, this UI came up immediately. You noticed the last time it took a couple seconds for the application to get downloaded, and only then the UI came up. This time it was immediate. And that was because the application got directly launched from the website, and it will get installed directly from the website, as opposed to before, it was getting downloaded from the website and then installed. So it ended up taking up space twice on your user's machine. Now it's only going to take up space once.
So how does that work?
Right. What is making this magical button work, Nona? Let's take a look at what it is. So as you see highlighted here is the code behind the magical button that made this nice optimization. And really what it is a new protocol that is really just the prefix, the MS-app installer, and a couple extra characters. And then you have your regular HTTP that links to your MSIX application. And it's really just that easy. You just add a couple extra characters. That's all you do. And then you get this very nice behavior. And in fact, there's one more reason why this is so awesome. It's actually browser agnostic. It'll work exactly the same way no matter what browser your users are using. So let's say that your user is now using a different browser. Let's say Firefox. Again, you point them to your superhero web page, and they go to install it. And as you can see, again, the UI pops up immediately. And they can get started installing their awesome application. All right. So there's their human resources application, version 1, wonderful. And so to recap, what this gives both to you and your users, MSIX makes it really easy to install an application. The new protocol that we showed makes it really easy for you to take advantage of an optimized installation. You really just add a couple extra characters. And on the other side, for your users, they get the benefit of the new UI, That's very nice, and it lets them know that the application is trusted, and they get the benefit that the application is now not taking extra space on their machine. So now John is going to tell you a bit more about some extra benefits of MSIX.
Cool. Thanks, Nona. So I'm going to dive in and really talk to you about how that platform works. But again, just to reemphasize the point, by using that protocol activation, we can install literally directly from the website. The platform is smart enough to know about MSIX and actually pull only the bits down it needs to the device directly from the website, instead of like what you'd have with MSI, where it goes and downloads into app data, that full footprint comes down, and then you kind of go and install. So let's kind of dive into some of the benefits of MSIX. Again, you know, we always say with MSIX, you never regret installing an app. And that's really because we have a predictable, safe, and reliable deployment. And we can do that through our declarative installation that's driven from our manifest in the app. We have a clean uninstall. Really, we do. The reason we do that is we have the declarative method. We don't really have these crazy custom actions that apparently my boss is the one that's responsible for on the product, but that go and litter the system with stuff. That's Andrew, if you have any questions up front. That, you know, even the best app in the world can't do a clean uninstaller because you just never know what happens there. With MSIX and the declarative installer, we can go and guarantee that clean uninstall of the application. Disk optimization. We showed you the first example of some of the cool things we could do with network optimization, but we also do a lot of things with optimizing on the disk. First off, we single instance store all the files on the disk. Because we're declarative and we're actually driven from what we call a block map, which is a hash of all the files, we know all the files that are on the disk. So if you're a developer and you're building multiple applications, and maybe you're sharing a common DLL across all those applications, we will install that DLL once, and then any subsequent app that needs that, we will just link to that DLL. We won't actually go re-download that. We won't keep a second copy on disk. If you ever need to version the apps differently to two different versions of that DLL, that's okay. We can go and unlink those and give you the correct version to that. And you don't have to do anything as a developer for that. It's all built in the platform. You just package your app, and the platform is smart enough to do that work for you. We also have a concept called resource packages that I'll dive into in a few slides that will allow you to build one package that's multilingual aware. So instead of building like the equivalent of what used to be the MUIs, you can go and create these resource packages into your app or your MSIX package. And the platform will be smart enough to deliver the bits that are applicable to the user. Or in the case that you want your users to have other languages, you can go and dynamically pull those down as well. And then network optimizations. App updates is one of the biggest benefits that MSIX has for network optimization. Again, I talked about that block map, the hash of all the files. We know the difference on the files that are changed at a 64K block level. So if you have a 100 meg file and just 2 meg change, at a 64K level, we'll download only that 2 meg. We won't download the 100 meg all over again. We won't download the entire installer like you would with MSI, only to patch a piece of it. We're smart enough in the platform to go ahead and just pull down the pieces we need, making those updates really fast for your users. And then we have additional things like streaming installation, so you can build experiences where you can go and engage your users quickly with streaming install and let the rest of the content pull down after the fact. Or we can go and componentize our apps through the use of things like optional packages, where you can build your main app and then actually build optional components that you can install either with the app or you can optionally pull down after the app. So maybe you want to go and add some tutorial videos. You can say, hey, in app, my user wants to go and learn about this. I can package that separate, pull those down separately, and they don't have to go and impact every single user when they're doing their initial installation. So differential updates is actually one of the coolest, it's kind of the unsung hero of the platform, and most people really don't know that we do this. So let me just kind of walk through how it works. And it works, again, in the platform. So it doesn't matter if you're shipping via our Microsoft Store or if you're just installing the app from the website. It works exactly the same. And again, as a developer, all you have to do is package your app. There's actually nothing you have to do on your side. So in this scenario, I have my HR app because I love my HR app. And you know, I have these five files in it. I got my .exe, I have a couple .dat files, and a DLL. I got my client computer. And on the very first installation, obviously nothing was on the device, so the full payload comes down. Well, then I go and make an update to this HR app. And the update is version 1.2 of the HR app. So you can see in the pink, those are the blocks that have changed on the app. So, you know, we got a whole new set of interns, so that file's completely changed. We updated our expense policy a little bit. You know, some changes to office space. I know Microsoft, I feel like I'm moving offices every week. And then, you know, we hired some new employees and, you know, maybe one left or something. So when I go and push that update to my user, just those little bits that have changed are gonna get downloaded. They're gonna get downloaded partially, and then the platform will go and kind of wire them up in the background so that you don't even have to go and download the whole file. Again, the platform is keeping inventory of these apps. We're leveraging our block map to know which files have changed and what blocks have changed. And then we're only downloading those changes that we actually need onto the box. And then I have a happy user with an insanely large thumb who's got version 1.2 on his device. And it's just as easy as that. And again, nothing special. You just package your app, and this comes with the platform. So some of the other things that are benefits of MSIX is, again, it's just a simpler packaging and deployment method. We create a manifest file that's our declarative install. We have formal versioning and identity, or sorry, formal versioning and targeting for the app, and this is all manifest driven. So obviously our manifest has a schema to it. We have a consistent way that we go and version apps so that from version to version we can go and enforce the upgrade paths. Likewise, we also formally enforce our identity. Our identity is enforced not only by what you declare in the manifest, is the publisher is also enforced from what signs the application. So to make sure someone can't go steal your identity, they'd actually have to go steal your certificate. So if I say, you know, hey, I'm Microsoft and I'm signing with a Microsoft certificate, that gets enforced by the hash of my subject name on my certificate. So I can't just go to GoDaddy, buy a certificate and steal your identity. I actually have to have a certificate that matches that. And likewise, we'll talk about it in a slide or two, the platform enforces signing, so you actually have to be trusted on the device to install it. So the formal versioning and identity is kind of a great thing that the platform enforces, and you don't have to do anything, again, as a developer to take advantage of that. It's just part of the OS. The platform's managed by the OS entirely. We do the whole lifecycle management. We manage the installations, we manage the updates, and again, there's that clean uninstall. The removal is very easy to go to, remove apps. All the apps are installed per user. Seems like, hey, what if multiple users need this? Don't worry, we single instance store all the files on the device, whether it's, you know, for one user or another user. You're never getting a double copy of the footprint. So if I go to the Microsoft store, I saw that iTunes was just launched, I go and I download that. If Nona decides to share a box with me and download iTunes, hey, guess what? She's just gonna go and register that. We already know the files are there, we're not gonna pull anything down over the network again. So again, apps are installed per user, but that's okay because we're single instancing those. If you're an enterprise though, and you're doing things like shared PCs, or if you're in education, you have shared cart, we do have a concept of installing for all users of the device. So you actually have some methods via PowerShell or via MDM to go and install an app so that every user of the device just automatically gets it. So you don't actually have to go and install a single user installation command every single time. Windows provides integrity to the app. I talked a little bit about this. Again, we make sure that your app is signed by a trusted authority on the device. So we make sure that the signature of your app links up to the trusted root authority. If it's not, we're gonna go fail installation. We have policies that as an enterprise, you can go limit which signing certificates can be used. Likewise, we also offer tamper protection in the OS. So if at any point that the app has been changed or altered, we go and reference that block map I talked about a little bit. And we go and we say, hey, have any of these hashes of the files changed on disks? Has anything been tampered? If the app is ever determined to be tampered, we put it into a concept we call remediation, and we prevent the user from launching that app until it's been repaired to the original state. So really preventing any kind of malware from getting on your system, tampering different files. It's interesting because, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, you know, this is great and all, but I'm not sure I really have a problem. Well, we were talking to some customers not too long ago, and they weren't signing code. And they installed their original app, and everything was great. And then they went and installed an update. And some malware got into the update. And the update actually injected bad data. That data replicated through their entire enterprise. It basically took down the system for about 3 weeks while they went and mitigated it. If they actually had code signing in place and a way to verify the integrity of their app, that would have never happened. So again, giving you a lot of trust in the platform, to really keep your users and your enterprises safe. So let's really talk about the MSIX file and kind of go and deconstruct it. So one of the coolest things about the MSIX file is everything you need is within the file. It's kind of self-portable. It just installs on its own. You don't have to take multiple files apart. It's consisted of the package payload, which is all the files you guys make as the developer. And then when you package, we put these footprint files in place. What is that? Oh, it's cool. Morph. Hey, thanks, Andrew. Teach me about Morph. And that package payload, again, is your application file. And then from the footprint files, we have what we call our manifest. And that's really all the information about the installation identity of your app. That app block map, which is signed, and that's the hash of all the files, and that helps us ensure integrity and prevent tampering on the OS, and the app signature and the code integrity. So again, the declarative install links up to the manifest file. We verify the app signature to make sure it's trusted on the device. We ensure tamper protection via the block map and the signature. And then using all these tools, we actually know how to go and install, update, and easily remove. Again, by keeping inventory of the files on disk, it's very easy for us to know exactly what to clean up. We have the protected app data folder. We know when the app is uninstalled, the data to go clean up there. And really ensuring that clean uninstall for you. We also have another concept that I briefly touched upon earlier, the MSIX bundle. And this is something that's easy to make through Visual Studio as you're building your app out. And this allows you to either A, produce multiple architectures within the same file, and also take advantage of either language packs or multi-scale resources. So maybe you're building, you know, with all these new high-res laptops, or you're still building for some older laptops. You can build multiple scales, and you can put those scale packs into your MSIX bundle. And when I go and install it on something like a nice high DPI Surface Pro, I'm going to pull down all those rich assets. I have this really old device at home, it's only running 1080p. I don't need all those rich assets, so I don't need to fill up all my disk space with assets I'm not gonna use. So the deployment platform will know that and only pull down the lower scale assets that I need for that. And this is something you can do as a developer through Visual Studio at packaging time. And then again, whether you're hosting it on your website or offering it through the store, the platform will be intelligent enough to know the pieces to pull down and give the best experience for your users. Which leads us to app updating. So we know it's really important to make sure that we have a great updating mechanism for our apps in general. We know the Microsoft Store has a great update mechanism using Windows Update. But what does it really mean for us when we're updating outside of the store?
Thanks, John. So we've talked to a lot of you guys about the way that you want updates to run, and we listened to what you had to say, and we incorporated your feedback. A lot of what we heard from you was that you wanted to focus on new features on your application, not configuring updates, figuring out how to make the updates, figuring out how to create the UI, how to surface those updates to your users. So we heard all that. We heard about those problems. We considered it. We thought about it. We went back to our lab. And again, we gave you a superhero solution. We made it very easy to configure your updates and very easy to move them to your users. In fact, your users don't even have to be aware necessarily. And let's take a look at what that looks like. Once again, switching to a demo. All right, so again, you have your website and you share your website with your users. And you want them to download your human resources application. To the user, it looks exactly the same as it ever has. They go to download their application. Again, you see our familiar UI pop up. By this point, users are very familiar with it, so they know what to do, they know how to install. The user goes and installs.
So what's different about this than the last demo you just showed me?
Right. So it looks like I just installed the same application, right? Well, behind the button, let's take a look. So this is our button again. And again, I have my browser agnostic protocol, the MS-app installer. But this time, if you see, I've linked not to my MSIX application, but to this hr.app installer. So what is this .app installer? Well, this .app installer is really the config file that lets you specify how your application is going to be updated if and when you decide to update it. So let's take a look at what that file really looks like. I have it pulled up here. This is it, y'all. Like 21 lines of XML. I mean, not even 21, because a bunch of those are blank lines. But basically, what it contains is a link to the location of the actual config file, a link to the version of the config file, and then a link to the location of our MSIX application, as well as the version of our MSIX application. And finally, the final element are update settings. So I spoke to a bunch of you guys before the presentation, and I mentioned that there are different kinds of updates. For the purposes of the demo here, I will show the on-launch updates, which basically check for an update when the user launches the application. So I have my on-launch updates. And as I said, I've installed the application. The user can go ahead and use it. But let's say that now you find out that there's an update to the app. And now you want to push that update to your users. What do you do? It's really super easy. All you have to do is change the version of your app installer file, change the pointer to your application, if it's on your location or it has a different name now, and then change the version of your application.
And that's it?
That's it. It's just those three lines. I press save. It syncs to the back end of my website. And then for the user really, first of all, doesn't have to be aware of any of this. They don't have to be technical. They just keep using their application like they normally would. So here's the beauty of the whole thing. So as a user, I go and I launch my application. And as you saw, it immediately launched. It didn't block me. It didn't do anything to interfere with my workflow. So I'm ready to manage my employees or my interns or whatever I need to do. But now, on the back end, we've figured out that there's updates, and we're pulling them down so that the next time that the user launches their application, they're going to get the shiny new updates. And let's take a look at what that looks like. Boom, there's my version 2 of my application, right?
And it's blue. It's so much nicer.
Right, yeah. We have the office space information for when we move and stuff. Yeah. And the beauty of it is really on the user side, the user doesn't have to really be technical or understand anything new. Things just work for them. On the developer side, you can very easily push those updates, and you don't have to deal with very little configuration, really, those three lines.
So this is a really cool example of how we could do like a passive update where the user doesn't have to get prompted, they can keep working, but what if I actually want my users to like stop and take the update? Can we do something with that?
Yes. So, and I actually heard that from a couple of people today as well. Some people mentioned, oh, they were reliant on ClickOnce. They knew about ClickOnce, and so did the users, and they wanted to keep that kind of experience as well. So yes, we are giving you that kind of experience, and there's several pieces of good news. Again, you get the OS-provided UI with similar information to the information you see when you install. And again, you can surface this type of update just from that config file, literally just by changing the update element. And the nice thing here is that this is going to be very similar to your ClickOnce experience where the user launches the application, we detect that there's this important type of update, maybe it's a security update that you want your users to take before they can launch the application. We surface the UI to the users, and they can go ahead and take the update. But there's actually more that we've added that we've heard people wanting. We know that some of you guys have users that rarely launch their applications, but you still want your users to be up to date, right? So you want to be able to push the applications independently of the user launching their application. And so we've added that kind of an update as well, where the update will happen periodically regardless of whether the user has launched their application. And there's actually still more, because we know that you have users that run their applications for a very long time, and you definitely don't want to leave those folks out. So we're giving you an API that allows you to check while the application is running if there's an update. And if there is, then you can choose how you want to surface that information to your users, and then you can deliver the update to them. Get it? With the truck, deliver?
Nice.
Ha ha ha. All right.
And then for the user prompted updates and the API check, those will be coming in the future release of Windows. But the silent updates and what we demoed today is actually available in the 1803 update of Windows, right?
Correct.
Cool. So that was a lot of good stuff about deployment. But one of the next things that we want to talk about is just containers and containerization. So if we think about MSIX, we think about containers. Naturally, the two kind of go together, and we just talk about the MSIX container. So this is what I like to call, I say I, but I stole this from somebody, what I like to call the container continuum. We look at today, you have the typical 132 app. It can interact with the kernel, anti-user, GDI. Some goodness and some badness to that. How do we want to go if we want to contain and protect our users? So we can go one really extreme way, and we could do something similar to what Edge has done with like Windows Defender Application Guard, and we can actually put everything into its own private VM, and the app is completely isolated from the OS entirely. Now, it actually makes sense in some situations. The downside to that is if you try to do that for every app, it's about a 2 gig overhead per app. So for certain situations, it's great for, you know, browsing of the web and secure workstations. This totally makes sense. If you just want to run the HR app that I lovingly like to demo, it probably doesn't make sense for that. So what are the other types of things we can go do when we think about containerization and MSIX? So we introduced the desktop bridge container a couple of releases ago. And what that does is it brings file system and registry filters to the app. And when you run your app, you know, you're still running that full trust app, but it's protected by file system and registry. So it's not able to go in, you know, change the registry of other apps. It's not allowed to change files on other apps. It's running within its own desktop bridge app container. And then when we introduced UWP way back in Windows 10, we actually had the more restricted UWP app container, which is actually really good. In a lot of cases, it can bring you things like capability management. It can bring you resource management. It gives you a lot of richness and good things in the operating system that you need. You're only grabbing capabilities that you ask for. So in the case of, you know, I want access to my camera, the app actually has to go and say, I want access to the camera. I just don't need everything available on the OS. If we think about an app like Notepad, which is a really great app, I think probably every single person here probably uses on a daily basis. I do. Notepad, in theory, could format my hard drive. Now, it's Microsoft. We're not going to go do that. But it has the capabilities to go do that. Wouldn't it be great if we could just give Notepad only the capabilities it needs to run the way it needs to? And in that case, it probably only needs something like file system access and maybe talk to a printer. So really thinking about all the different capabilities and moving away from like a full trust model into a way where you actually ask for the capabilities you need, still giving you the ability to run the app the way you want, brings us really to the MSIX container. And it's a combination of things like our desktop bridge app container or UWP app container, and really giving you the levers and knobs to run the app that you the way you want to, and allowing it to protect your users and making sure that your app is safe on the operating system. So one of the other things I had talked about earlier is, you know, we talked about OS updating from the store, or OS updating from Windows updating, apps updating from the store, and then I talked about this concept of modifications or customizations. And it's something we really want to start looking at is how can we start from an IT pro perspective, decouple the update cycle, and really make it so that you guys as developers can get the latest version of your app out and not have, you know, IT slowing it down or IT feel they need to do a bunch of work every time an app comes out. So how do we really keep the code flowing? And how do we allow you guys to push the app updates that you need to your customers? And what this really comes to is customization via the modification MSIX package. So when we think about this is, you know, we have our user here, and I bet you anything she's going to go and install an HR app. Oh, look at that. So we go and we have our HR app version 1, and we've deployed the package to the device. Now when that user launches the app, it launches the app in the MSIX container. And it's running just the way that you, the developer, intended it to run. But as a developer, you might say, hey, you know, there's things you can go change, like, you know, maybe the DocuSign signature. Maybe you can go put branding on an app where it says, hey, it's the Contoso HR app, and it doesn't take the default, you know, developer name. Or other customizations that you might allow. It could even be something like a plugin. You know, you look at things like Office, I can go and install, you know, we have this one internally called FindTime, and it's a great little plugin that I can look at everyone's calendar, and it gives me the best available time for a meeting. So I take that modification package and I deploy it down to the box. It's still a separate package being deployed, but when I go and I launch that app, not only is the app run in the container, but that modification package is pulled in the container. And the changes that the modification package has overlay with the existing app and create that new customized app that I would have done with MSI. So instead of going and taking that MSI and rewrapping it or putting a custom script around it, I can just go ahead and create this MSIX modification package and use the existing installer from the developer and then quickly customize that app to meet my enterprise needs. So that's all well and good for an initial deployment, but what does it really look like for an update? So if I go and update that application, behind the scenes, I can just update that application. I don't have to go change the modification package. I can just update those bits. Maybe it's just a DLL that's changed. It's super easy. I push that app down, and when I launch that app, it's still running in the container. It's still got all my modifications. It's great. What if I want to go change those modifications? Same thing. I can go ahead and just rev that modification package independently. So now I've decoupled what I need to do to customize for an enterprise from what the developer did for the package. And I don't every single time have to go and repackage and deploy the two in parallel. I have the flexibility now to deploy the app with or without the customization. And most importantly, you can use multiple modification packages with an app. So if you have, like, you know, our HR app, you might have a core modification package that's available to all of Contoso. But then maybe managers get a second customization pack. You can actually do multiple modification packages for an app, and then we'll actually offer some prioritization so that you'll know the way they're going to effectively be applied to an application. So that really enables us to update independent of the OS, independent of the app, and keep our customization. And if we look at something like Office, which is probably one of the biggest and most used enterprise apps, we would see Windows gets updated through the Windows Update channel. I could have Office updated from the Microsoft Store, and that enterprise customization can come from my own local enterprise server, and giving me that flexibility to not get tied into that packaging paralysis that I talked about earlier. So how do we make this all happen? So tools are really vital for this. I can't say that more than enough. We've done an okay job with tooling thus far. For people playing with the desktop bridge, we actually launched the desktop app converter. It was okay. Thank God we had a bunch of third-party partners that really helped us out there. And our third-party partners are working with us as well to build new tools to help make the move to MSIX easy for you. And just as short as last week, we met with a bunch of the partners. And this is a list of partners that are committed to our MSIX journey. So hopefully your favorite packaging tool is up there. These are all folks at some point will be releasing some support for MSIX packaging and helping you make that journey to MSIX really easy. In addition to that, though, we're going to go and invest in MSIX packaging tools. We don't want to just leave you hanging and not have anything available for you. So we're going to build a set of tools that are geared for IT pros, the people that can't change the code and make it easy for them to move the existing assets and code over and not have to have the developers make an update just to take advantage of MSIX. And what we're going to do is we're going to offer a migration pass. We're going to offer a migration pass from all the technologies you lovingly use today, whether it's MSI, AppV, ClickOnce. We will create paths to take those existing installers and move those over to MSIX. More importantly, we'll also offer the tooling to add the customization layer that I've talked about. We will offer a tool that'll let you create the modification packages. That modification package can help you deploy code. So if you're doing something like a plugin for Office, you can put that plugin into the modification package. Likewise, we'll have a set of tooling in there to let you actually go and customize the registry or the file system exactly the way you want it. So if you know, you'd go and install the app before and you tweak a couple registry settings, we'll offer you that tooling to make it really easy so that MSIX is the only packaging need, the packaging deployment tech that you need. The packaging tool will be interactive for both IT Pro and developers. I did focus a little bit on IT Pro there. This tool works great for developers. The thing that we look at for IT Pros is we're offering a richer set of things in the tool because they don't actually have access to go and change that code. The tool will allow for packaging of first and third party apps. So we know for the short term, maybe not all the apps will move to MSIX right away. If you're an enterprise, you want one way to package an application. You want to make it very easy to manage that app in your enterprise. So we're allowing for both first and third party packaging of apps. We're introducing a new concept called a package support framework. This is something that allows us to put in your app package so that you don't have to make those code changes. We released the desktop app converter back in, I think it was 1609. And it was a great tool, but the problem was is if you weren't a developer, you probably got maybe 50% conversion rate successful on the desktop app converter. And that's because even simple things, we couldn't go and shim up or do anything for you. You had to go and change the code. Now, arguably the things that you were doing probably shouldn't have been doing, like writing to the install location that really requires admin access. But we're gonna go and build this thing called a package support framework that's gonna help enable these conversions to get well into the 90%. And also we're gonna add command line interface for this. In addition to the command line interface, we're gonna offer templates. So once you go and package your application, if it's something that you're repeating the packaging on maybe a weekly basis, you only have to walk the UI one time. You can go create this template, pass the template to the command line interface, you can go automate this on a weekly basis. Really trying to make any of the packaging that you need to do for MSIX as simple and easy as possible. And Wednesday at 1 p.m., pretty much everything I talked about on this slide, we're gonna have a deep dive on. So if you're really wondering how this works, Stefan and Deanne, who are here, are gonna have an awesome session that really walk you through the packaging tool, the package support framework, and all the cool stuff that MSIX can do at the runtime. When we think about things like Visual Studio, we currently have integration with the Visual Studio template project, which is good. It allows me to actually use my existing code and move my code forward and everything, but wouldn't it be great if we had something better? And this is a really great small screenshot, but we're gonna go and add a right-click package with MSIX, and because screenshot's so bad, here's a zoom out. We're gonna make it just integrated with your packaging or with your Visual Studio project. So you'll no longer have the need for the packaging project. Coming later this year, Visual Studio is just gonna support MSIX natively for distribution. Which brings me into my last topic, the MSIX SDK or the MSIX packaging SDK. So back at Windows Developer Day, we launched an SDK on GitHub. And this allows us a way to package and distribute content beyond Windows. It's supported on Windows, iOS, Android, macOS, and Linux. And it's the way that you can use MSIX to be your packaging needs for any platform. So what does that really enable? Well, it enables us a way to go package the files. And on those cross-platforms, you can go and read and extract those files. Using the SDK, you can go and check the signature of the app. I talked about the tampering. You can go and call in and make sure that that app has a valid signature and make sure you're not putting any random code on those devices. You can also use the SDK to validate our block map and ensure that the app and what you've extracted hasn't been tampered with, giving you a lot of that richness on the other platforms for the operating system. And then coming in a future release, I talked about that MSIX bundle support. We're gonna be bringing that forward to the MSIX SDK as well. So what does that really kind of look like? Well, this is a prototype one of my PMs has done to show how you could actually use MSIX on Windows 7 where the MSIX is actually a package. So I have a Windows 7 device here. In this folder, I just have an .exe, a couple DLLs, and a couple MSIX packages. And what we've done is we've taken the MSIX from Nona's demo, and we're going to just extract it and deploy it to this device. So to run my installer, dash package, and then just like that, it's gone and extracted the package out. You can see it created a shortcut for me. If I go into the program files folder, you can see there's my human resources app. You can see there's the block map, the manifest, and my footprint files. And then more importantly, my app, the same app that we demoed earlier. Now, this is just a typical Win32 app. This is not anything that was built for UWP for Windows 10. It's something that would have already been compatible on Windows 7. But it shows that we could go and build and package that application and then use the packaging SDK and deploy it on any operating system that we want. Now, when you deploy it on Windows 7, we're really just extracting it and putting it into the program files. You aren't getting all the richness of like the containerization on the OS. And if you go and update to Windows 7, you will have to update your app or update the installer so that it gets installed correctly for the containerization. But it shows the power of what this SDK can do and how you can actually use something like your MSIX as a cap file for down-level or cross-platform. And we are really invested in making MSIX the packaging format regardless of what you do. And that's why for us, the open source project is so important because we want to be open and transparent in what we do. We also, as we get feedback, want you guys to help us and invest in the platform. So kind of closing out, MSIX is the deployment technology moving forward. Now, I always get questions about, okay, so I'm deploying App V, I should just stop right now. No, if you're deploying App V, you're just ahead of the game. Don't worry, keep deploying App V. When all your clients get up to, 1809 or whatever we'll call the next release, you can easily migrate over to MSIX. Our tools will help you migrate those packages. If you're going down that path, keep doing it. I get questions like, so is MSIX or MSI gonna get deprecated? Of course not. We're not gonna go deprecate MSI yet. Hopefully soon, but not yet. So, it's still there. But we really do wanna say, this is the technology. This is where we're investing all our time and energy in. And unlike some of the past deployment technologies, we've really stopped, listened, and learned. And we are trying to take the best feature sets from all our technologies and give you one complete set of technologies that you can use to meet your needs. And most importantly, distribute wherever you want. We don't want you to be only regulated to our Microsoft Store. We want to make it easy for you to use across any content distribution network that you want. Now, if you distribute via our store, you get cool things like 10S and things like that. We host the content, there's lots of greatness, but we don't want to feel that it's restricted there. So we give lots of flexibility in the platform to meet your needs as a developer for your end users and for your customers. So it's great, how do I get started now? Well, we already have this thing called the Desktop Bridge. The Desktop Bridge is a great place to get started. If you can migrate